This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll talk about crazy weather with our resident weatherman Jim Witt coming right up. We'll hear some crazy news. A New York man suffered second and third degree burns after his iPhone exploded in his pocket. He heard a pop and felt an instant burn on his leg, and his pants melted shut. People could smell his skin burning. He spent 10 days in the hospital getting treatment for the burns on his inner thigh. Apple is looking into the incident. A regular contributor is meteorologist Jim Witt from theweatherwiz.com. And Jim, what are you talking about today?
Well, you know, today I'm going to be talking about lightning and thunder, Mike. Last week we talked about thunderstorms and how they developed. But today, well, lightning and thunder. Now, here we go, folks. When a negatively charged particle at the base of a thunderstorm comes close to a positively charged particle on the surface beneath a thunderhead cloud, a huge spark occurs, and this is called lightning. Now, many people do not realize that the thickness of a stroke of lightning is about the same as the thickness of a human hair. Then why does it look so thick? Well, lightning is extremely hot. In fact, a bolt of lightning is about five times as hot as the surface of the sun. As lightning passes through the air, it heats the air dramatically. Now, if you heat metal, it changes color, turning red, then yellow, then blue, then white, the hotter it gets. Well, it's the same with air. The hotter it gets, the air changes color. Now, most lightning is yellow, red, sometimes white. It is this color of the air you see that a thin bolt of lightning appears to be thicker than it really is. The fact that this bolt of lightning is so hot, it causes another characteristic of a thunderstorm. That's thunder. Now, what exactly is thunder? Well, a bolt of lightning passes through the air, it heats the air dramatically, and any time you heat air, it expands. In this case, since it is heated so quickly and dramatically, it expands at a rapid rate. So fast, in fact, that each and every molecule expanding so quickly breaks the sound barrier. Just like when a plane or a rocket breaks the sound barrier, a loud noise is heard called a sonic boom. So thunder is really just a sonic boom heard when molecules break the sound barrier when they expand at great rates of speed. Now, thunder also helps us determine how far away lightning struck. Since light travels at, 186,000 miles a second, it travels much faster than does sound. The rule of thumb is when you see a stroke of lightning, start counting slowly. If you count to five and then hear the thunder, the lightning was 1 mile away. That's right, 5 seconds equals 1 mile. You see lightning almost immediately, but it takes several seconds for the slower sound to reach your location. You know, there are several strange stories when it comes to lightning, like the 11-year-old girl from Western Pennsylvania who was recovering after being struck by a bolt of lightning from the blue. Yep, it seems the sun was shining when the young girl was struck by lightning, apparently from a storm several miles away. The girl was walking along the road 2:30 in the afternoon. The bolt hit her on the left shoulder, leaving a burn-like mark, and then exited her wrist, where it left another mark. Her arm was broken, but otherwise she was okay. Very lucky. Generally speaking, folks, if you can hear thunder from a nearby storm, you should take cover because it is possible lightning from that storm could strike you. And then there was the man struck several times by lightning. The odds of being struck by lightning for an ordinary person over a period of, let's say, 80 years is estimated to be about 1 in 3,000. Yet between 1942 and 1977, a park ranger, Roy Sullivan, defied all odds after being hit by lightning on several different occasions, actually seven different locations, surviving all of them. He is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the person being struck by lightning more recorded times than other human beings. What a lucky guy. Another situation with lightning occurred during a soccer game in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. All 11 members of a soccer team were killed by a bolt of lightning, which left the other team on the other side of the field completely unhurt. Now, next week, we will continue with lightning, some safety rules, and introduce hail, what it looks like and how it's formed.
I'd love to get your comments. Send me an email at Mike A.W., Mike, like America Weekend, Mike A.W. at MikeBennettRadio.com. That's Mike A.W. at MikeBennettRadio.com. And you can also find me on Twitter. I'm at MikeBennett11. That's MikeBennett11 on Twitter. And with Jim Witt from the website, theweatherwiz.com, that's theweatherwiz.com, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Think green.
Harrison with you. As the most celebrated sports figures define athletics, so now do many of them lead America's green initiatives. One major force is Irvin or Magic Johnson, whose many industries, from Magic Johnson branded Starbucks and TGI Fridays in some of America's largest cities to myriad other enterprises, evolve sustainably under his direction.
We can all do our part, and we have to decide what that is. Just like us now with our company, now all our condos and our apartments and things that I built will be green. All the things that we try to do, even with the hybrid cars and so on, you can affect the world in a very positive way and make sure it's here for a long, long time.
As always, we can look to talented people for talented answers to many of our common problems. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
An 8-time All-Star and 3-time Cy Young winner, this colorful right-hander recorded the second-best winning percentage in history and struck out over 3,000 hitters in 18 seasons.
Pedro Martinez with 17 strikeouts. You talk about domination.
So where is Pedro Martinez now? Pedro returned to the Red Sox in 2013 as a special assistant to the general manager. He also gets back on the mound as a special instructor during spring training. Pedro hit a lot of batters during his career, and he recently admitted that 90% of the time it was on purpose. Plus, who could forget this confrontation?
Don Zimmer, a 72-year-old man, went into Pedro Martinez's face, and Pedro Martinez threw him down.
That's terrible. That was absolutely awful.
Rough moment for Pedro in an otherwise great career. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.